2EC Mornings with James, and there are a lot of online scams and other security issues around at the moment. It's something that's happening all over the world. It's good to be aware of what these are and how to deal with them. And joining us now to tell us a bit more about it is Brad Pinkott from Alpha Computing in Batemans Bay. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, mate.
Tell us about some of the key scams and security issues that are around at the moment.
What we've been seeing ever since the fires especially is Batemans Bay has become a bit of a hotspot for email and phone phishing scams, is what we call them. An email is received that says they're from X company, say Telstra or maybe Microsoft, and you've got X problem and we'd like to help you fix it.
So, yeah, firstly, it's nothing to do with actual phishing. And secondly, these are people who are pretending to be the company that they say they are.
Absolutely. Sometimes they can sound really convincing. Sometimes they're even Australian accents, sometimes not. Doesn't matter how convincing they are, the advice is always the same. As soon as they ask you to give remote access to your computer, if you can't walk into their shop the next day, say no.
How many cases do you see of this happening on the South Coast?
So last month alone, I had to deal with at least 15 computers with total money lost of over $100,000.
Wow. So the ramifications of unknowingly clicking on something you shouldn't, or providing your details to hackers, or like you said, giving access, remote access to a business or a person that you don't know, they can be pretty serious.
They're exceptionally severe. In some cases, it won't even be covered by banking insurance because you have willingly given access. We haven't seen a case like that in quite some time, but it has indeed happened.
We're talking to Brad Pinkott from Alpha Computing in Batemans Bay. Brad, what's your advice for people to avoid getting caught up in these types of scams?
Find yourself a local company that you can talk to, that you trust, that you can see them in person and only trust their advice.
And Brad, apart from the phishing scams, what are the other types of scams that you're seeing around at the moment?
We've had mail-in scams, we've had text scams, we've had people rocking up at the door. Thankfully, the knocking on your door one hasn't occurred in the last 6 months, so the police have certainly routed those guys out. But yeah, it doesn't matter if it's computer, mail, phone, they come from everywhere, unfortunately.
Brad, is there anything else you'd like to add before we leave you to it?
Just everyone stay safe. We don't like seeing these happen so often, and we just like to make sure everyone is a little bit better informed. If you don't know them personally, don't trust them. Talk to your local tech, the guy you trust. And if you're not 100% certain, take your computer in to get it double-checked.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, mate.
Brad Pinkott there from Alpha Computing in Batemans Bay, and his advice is to go and see a local person or a local business that you trust and get it checked out if you are getting someone who's asking for your personal details or asking for remote access to your computer. There are lots of scams going around at the moment. We want you to be safe. 2EC.